so many soldiers?
Hey, this is Command Sergeant Major Brandon Haywood.
Hi, this is Count Pat McGuigan.
Hey, this is Lieutenant Sullivan.
This is Major Sean Brown.
Hey, this is Major Mike Teasel.
Hello, it's POC Chang.
Hey, how you doing? This is Sergeant First Class Martin.
Hey, how you doing? This is Specialist Burchett.
How you doing? This is Specialist Gray.
Hey, this is Specialist Johnson.
Hey, what's going on?
Specialist Russell Oler.
Hey, this is Captain Dave Dunn.
So many jobs.
Strike 7.
Strike HHC, Company Commander.
From the Strike Human Resource Office.
Strike 5.
Second Brigade S1.
Strike Mechanic.
Strike PAO.
One radio show.
And you're listening to Airstrike.
You're listening to Airstrike.
And you're listening to Airstrike.
You're listening to Airstrike Radio.
Welcome to Airstrike.
And you're listening to Airstrike.
And you're listening to Airstrike Radio.
You're listening to Airstrike.
You're listening to Airstrike.
And you are listening to Airstrike.
And you're listening to Airstrike.
You're listening to Airstrike.
Airstrike.
Absolutely.
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 It's time for Airstrike, brought to you by Gary Matthews, Volkswagen, and Kia. Here's Sergeant Joe Padula from Strike 2nd Brigade Combat Team.
Hey, how you doing, Clarksville, all right? This is Army Sergeant Joe Padula of the 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 101st Airborne Division Air Assault. And you, my friends, that's right, you, my friends, are listening to Airstrike.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, Airstrike, as we all know by now, we're on episode 19, is the Brigade's radio show that is dedicated to keeping you, the listening audience, all right, whether that's through your radio dial, all right, your iPhone, right, John?
That's right. Or your droid.
That's right. iPhone or droid, or you got a Galaxy or something like that, too, right?
That'll work.
Yeah, it's on there. Okay, and yeah, or you can go to www.jzm.com.
And what was that again?
www.wjzm.com. Go in there and you click listen now. It's very demanding. Listen now.
Listen now.
Listen now. Not listen later.
Listen now.
Yeah. There's no options here.
No.
Listen now.
Live.
Yeah.
Give which I 50. Hope I am, so.
John, this is going to be a... I'm tired. Tired.
Today's edition of Frumpy Old Men.
Absolutely.
Brought to you by.
Well, today's... the base is off, okay? Everyone's off today. It's Labor Day weekend, the beginning of... All right? Fort Campbell's off, really. The units, anyway.
What are we doing here?
John, we're getting paid time and a half, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, time and a half. I'm calling my union rep.
I'm making 2 cents an hour now.
Oh, yeah. That's still more sense than me, man. No. It's an honor to be here today to continue to tell the soldier story to you, the listening audience, even on the day off. You know what I mean?
That's right.
But I am tired.
You had a late night.
Oh, John, thank you for that setup. Yes, I had a late night. Yeah.
Well, what happened?
Well. First things first, I'm moving.
Okay?
I'm moving this weekend from my apartment to a house.
That would tend to make you tired and grumpy.
Yes. Well, I can't live in an apartment anymore, John. I'm old. I got old.
Can't stand the noise.
About 2 weeks ago,
I'm trying to sleep.
I am tired of yelling at the ceiling. Okay.
Stop.
I mean, they got horses upstairs. Yeah, they own horses upstairs. There's no pet policy, and they got stallions. They got stallions living above me. They got a stable.
Yes.
All right.
I've been there.
Oh, man. And then you, like, go upstairs, and it's like this littlest person that opens the door.
3 foot tall.
Excuse me, sir. And you're like, nothing.
Tell Mr. Ed to sit down.
Yeah. Hey, take it easy, all right? Let it ride.
Must be running a marathon.
But even
speaking of marathons, we...
Oh, yeah, we got a good guest today. Look at
right.
You with the segues. Segways today.
Yes.
Segway John.
That's right.
Man,
Strikepedia.
Strikepedia. Yeah, in case you guys don't know, every show now we're going to have Strikepedia, which is where we ask trivia questions about Strike, and it's called Strikepedia. John hastened a spot in the Strike family by coming up with Strikepedia.
Good.
All right. So anyway, so the move, okay?
And back to the move.
So my father... he goes, uh-oh, right away.
Uh-oh.
So my father, my Uncle John, come down from Jersey, okay, to help me with the move. Okay? And this is not to be offensive or anything. Okay? But that's two grown Italian men that are brothers in the same car for 14 hours.
Oh. As Mr. T would say, I pity the fool.
Yeah, and pluralize it. Right. Oh, man. And so, and now for some reason, as soon as they park the car, okay, and they get out, they both feel obligated to tell me how the other one is just a terrible person. And none of them are ever right, and always wrong.
Yeah, the 14 hours brought it out.
Oh, man. How each one is the most miserable person to ride with.
Yeah, let me tell you about your uncle.
Yeah, John. Yeah. How about you just give me a hug, say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
But let me tell you, it's so good to
have
them.
Just think, though, when they go back,
right?
They'll have to ride 14 hours back.
Yeah.
And then
people
at home will get to hear.
Right, and then my phone bill goes up that month, too. Oh, yeah, but they're here helping me move. They're actually going to come on down here in a bit.
Oh.
I don't have any cannolis. I make cannolis during the week, but...
they disappear.
Let me tell you, people are gavones. You know what I mean? You know what a gavone is, right? A gavone is someone who... gavones.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So they're going to be coming in. They're going to bring in sausage and peppers for everyone. They're making sausage and peppers for everyone in studio today.
That sounds good.
And speaking of people in studio today, segue. That's
segue.
Segue,
yes.
Okay, they got you. They're going to make one for John. All right, we got a strike marathon runner. Okay, he's going to be coming in. He's going to be talking about him running marathons. All right, I mean, this
not in the second floor apartment either.
No. Oh, yeah, let me tell you. I'm too tired. I'm too tired today. I can't sleep.
I can't either.
So Sergeant John Kassam is going to become... That nice ring to it, doesn't it?
It does.
Sergeant John Kassam, a unit ministry team leader with Strike, who runs marathons. Not one marathon, but plural marathons. Ooh. Okay? We also got Phil Gray, Leaf Kron will be coming in. I just got a visit from David Snow of the Eagle Post.
He brought some papers.
Yeah, he brought some papers. I didn't have to pay for them.
Front page.
We're going to get into that in a bit. Airstrike, front page news again.
Again.
We also got Sergeant Parrish coming in, too. He's with the 4th Brigade, the Currahee. All right. He's a former strike artilleryman who didn't jump ship. You know what I mean? He reclassed. He changed his military job, and now he's with the 4th Brigade, being their combat correspondent.
Good story.
So, yeah, we're going to talk to him. And, absolutely. But I got to tell you, this is good. We're going to go to a break. I get to get a nap in.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take a quick snooze.
Grumpy old man, we'll be right back.
Yeah. Oh, man, what are they called snooze for? All right, hey, this is Sergeant Joe Padula of the 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 101st. Hey, keep it down up there. Hey, little girl who weighs 60 pounds. You're ruining my beauty sleep. Oh, that's her calling.
Yeah.
All right, Sergeant Joe Padula, airstrike. I'll talk to you in a minute. 1400 AM, WJZM. Absolutely.
How do you beat the blues? It's as easy as
1, 2, 3.
Ladies on the Radio.
It's a new show on WJZM.
Filled with lots of laughs, current topics,
a chance to get to know folks from our community,
and great advice from all women's perspectives.
So every Thursday from noon to 1,
Beat the Blues with Valerie Hunter Kelly, Lori Austin, and Cindy Chambers.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3
Ladies on the Radio.
Every Thursday, noon to 1, right here on WJZM.
Three Ladies on the Radio, brought to you by Fabric Outlet of Clarksville.
Save thousands on a new Kia at Gary Matthews Kia in Clarksville on the River. Clarksville, Fort Campbell, no one can save you more. We want to see you make the switch to a Gary Matthews Kia in Clarksville on the River. Exceptional quality, value, and a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty comes with every new Gary Matthews Kia. Plus, if you're credit challenged, we can help. Get the auto credit you deserve. 2013 Kia Rio LX, $13,988. That's less than a used car price. $13,988. The all-new 2014 Forte LX, $15,988. 2013 Optima LX, 0% for 60 months plus $1,500 Kia bonus cash. And at these prices, you may be able to lower your current car payment and drive a new car. Make the switch to Gary Matthews Kia in Clarksville on the River or 24/7 at MatthewsKia.com. Stock number 1383.23 off prices plus tax, time, and license. Cash back to Kia Motors of America. Prices include 457 processing fee, 0% approved credit. Offer ends 9/3/13.
Gary Matthews on the River.
We just love Clarksville. All the sights, sounds, and the great people who live here.
And that's what we bring you on Clarksville Community Channel 10. Local programming featuring local businesses, local churches, and local events.
That's right. Community Channel 10 brings you the bright side of Clarksville. It is TV that is all about you.
So tune in today to Clarksville Community Channel 10 on the Charter Cable Network.
The Clarksville Transit System makes your ride easy with timely stops to downtown, schools, shopping centers, medical offices, on post at Fort Campbell, or even downtown Nashville. Bus routes move in and out of the transit center in downtown Clarksville for quick and easy transfers. With convenient routes in a variety of areas all around Clarksville, the average trip costs less than a half gallon of gasoline. Traffic in this area gets busier by the day. Leave the driving stress to CTS. Daily, weekly, or monthly, make Clarksville Transit System your choice. Serving thousands of customers daily, go to RideCTS.com for more info.
Looking for a quality home at a reasonable price? Want to work with a local builder that wants to put you in the home of your dreams? Voted Parade of Homes winner in 2010, 2011, and 2012, Rita Home Builders specializes in making their customers' home ownership dreams a reality. From foundation walls to custom finishes, Rita Home Builders is dedicated to building a home you'll love at a price you can afford. Rita Home Builders. Visit them online at RitaHomeBuilders.com or call them at 931-920-4000.
At Charter Business, we appreciate business owners, the ones who stepped out on their own and put all their chips on one dream, those passionate few who enjoy the thrill of opening the door, their own door, for business each morning. You didn't accept the status quo when you chose to be your own boss. You don't have to accept stale AT&T DSL left over from the last century now, or home phone service masquerading as true business phone. And that's why so many of you switch to Charter Business, to experience online power that crushes DSL, to harness real business-grade calling features, and to add that one missing element for your customers, HDTV. You're not a big box. You think outside the box. No wonder that little taste of victory is yours at the start of each new day. Get 30 megabit per second internet for just $55 a month when bundled. Call 855-741-3105 for Charter Business. Restrictions apply. Visit charterbusiness.com/offer for details.
Now back to Airstrike, brought to you by Gary Matthews, Volkswagen, and Kia. Here's Sergeant Joe Padula.
David Lewis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man. First sergeant rushes me off.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Chow and how. I'm telling you, we don't mess around when it comes to rhymes. Yeah. Life for me. I couldn't understand that last
part. I can't see.
Yeah. Little girl upstairs keeps me awake. Horse is galloping.
No, I can't say that.
John, I'm holding a newspaper in my hand. And on the front page of the Eagle Post, okay, hold on.
Who's on the
Since
front?
We're doing such great sound effects,
yes.
your horse galloping, which almost like unplugged all the computers you have here from the early 90s.
I had to hit the reset button.
Oh,
had
man.
To reboot.
I'm surprised the tower didn't come down outside. The broadcast tower.
I better go look.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
man.
It's leaning.
So here's...
There you go.
There's the paper. All right. It's the Eagle Post. Okay. Now the Eagle Post connecting Oak Grove, Fort Campbell, and surrounding communities. All right. Which you can check them out on TheEaglePost.us. You press enter after you type that in. That's TheEaglePost.us. You don't type in dot. That's press dot. US. And then bam.
There it is.
What will pop up on your screen. And if you get it from your paper place. I got this one right outside of where I get my hair cut at Stud Cuts.
Oh.
Yeah. Where studs go to get their cuts. Yeah. All right, that's right next to the Piggly Wiggly. Yeah, over there in Clarksville. But yeah, so I go outside of Star Stud Cuts and I see front page, Airstrike brings Army to airwaves.
All right.
Man, by David Snow, the Eagle Post.
I see it on the back page.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then you get that front page, then you turn around the back page, and there's the rest of the story.
Boom, it's a big one.
Bada bing, bada boom. You know what I mean? Man, they did a great job, too, you know? And we are honored that we are able to be front page news.
That's right.
Of the papers around this area. And soon, beyond. I mean, here, I got...
USA Today.
I got... you got last week's paper still here, because I guess you guys take your time to recycle. Hold on.
He's now learning to read.
Here's proof that it's here. Okay, there's proof. And the Lee Chronicle front page. There it is.
Who's on there?
That's Airstrike once again. Okay. Airstrike on the cover of the Lee Chronicle, which we should have... Phil Gray might be stopping in later on. Phil Gray... military correspondent for the Leaf Chronicle. He might be stopping in. He loves coming in and watching soldiers tell their story because that's what we're all about here at Airstrike. And, yeah, we're going to continue to tell the soldier story right now as guess who just ran in the studio?
The Marathon Man.
Hey, Sergeant John Kissam, would you stop running?
No.
Slow down.
He goes, no. Good to see you, Sergeant. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Yeah. How you been? I mean, you are a familiar face around Strike. You are part of the unit ministry team over at the 2nd BCT, 101st Airborne Division Air Assault. And, yeah, why don't you tell us a little about yourself, okay? You know, who is Sergeant John Kissam?
I was born and raised in DeBary, Florida. Joined the Army in 2003.
What type of Florida?
DeBary.
DeBary.
Yeah, DeBary.
Yeah, hey, yo, DeBary. I'm not mocking them, you know? Yeah. Just sounds like a phrase.
Gotcha. Joined the Army in 2003.
And nice.
As a 88 November Transportation Management Coordinator.
So what is that? In like I don't want to say real people term. In non-military term, what do you got? What is that?
Logistical shipping specialist.
Okay, yeah.
Dealing with paper trails and stuff like that for like the shipping manifest and air load and rail. For, you know, just day-to-day operations.
Nice. So. Nice, man. Sounds busy.
It can be.
Nice. Okay, so go on. Well, why did you pick that?
You know, honestly, when they're like, you know, going over your jobs at MEPS, they were just saying...
MEPS is the place where you first initially sign up for the military service.
They were just going over different jobs. It just sounded interesting, so I picked that. I did that until 2006.
Now, what brought you to MEPS, though? Why did you join the service?
I joined the service because most of my family, from uncles, aunts, and grandparents, were in the military, mostly Navy and Marines.
Okay, all right.
I only have one uncle in the U.S. Army, and then I was the second family member to join the Army.
So, military family tradition, right there. And let me tell you, if you guys come from a military family, call in, all right, and share your story with us, too. 931-645-6414. 414. I've been working on that, John.
That's good. You're slowing down.
I'm working on my R's here. But, yeah, so military tradition in your family has inspired you to continue that lineage.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Let me tell you, that's honorable. And please relay the message to your family members by playing them this radio show later on, okay? And thank you for their service. I mean, without the men and women that paved the way, yeah, there's no road for us. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, forget about it. So, yeah, go on. So now you're in. You do your job, and you're good at it. Where are you stationed?
I was stationed in Daytona Beach, Florida, because I was...
good for you.
I was a reservist in the beginning of my career.
Okay,
and,
right.
And then after my first deployment in 2004 to 2005, I came back to active duty, reclassed my MOS to chaplain assistant.
Right, okay, awesome.
Went to Fort Wainwright, Alaska. And then from there, deployed once more.
Wait. Before we go any further. So wait, you go from Florida, okay, Daytona Beach. You go from Daytona Beach, where I think MTV has the Shore House, right, to Alaska.
It was a shock to me and my wife. She hung up on the phone.
It's a shock to me, and I'm sitting here in Clarksville.
So.
Like, yeah. Did your family want to go?
At first, no.
Okay.
But it was the best 3.5 years of, you know, our Army career.
Awesome.
So
good for you, Alaska. And your did you have an igloo? Did you live in an igloo?
No.
I have this vision that everyone in Alaska lives in igloos. I'm wrong, though. Believe you me, I'm wrong.
Yeah,
so picture.
Wrong. After Alaska, we moved to Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Did you ever get chased by a polar bear in Alaska?
No.
Okay. That's another misconception.
Been chased by a moose, but
excuse me?
Different story.
Excuse me. forget about it.
Yeah.
All right. So, Alaska, you love it. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're doing your unit ministry team up there, mm-hmm. learning the ropes.
Yep.
Okay. And now you deploy.
Yep.
Iraq?
Yes.
Okay. What time frame are we looking at now?
It was 2008, 2009.
Uh-huh.
We were in the Nineveh province, Mosul.
Okay, Mosul, yeah. Right.
So,
yeah.
Strike has a definite history up in Mosul.
Absolutely.
So,
Strike was the, and here's some Strikeopedia for you.
All right.
All right, Strikeopedia.
Ready.
You ready? All right. Strike went into Mosul during the initial invasion of Iraq during OIF. There it is, Strikeopedia.
All right.
Write it down.
Write it down.
Make sure you know that. That could be a Strikeopedia quiz question for free tickets to the Titans whoever game.
That's right.
I went to the Falcons last one. Let me tell you, those people had a great time. So, bam, you're in Mosul.
In Mosul, doing the job day to day with our soldiers. And
tough time to be there, too.
It was. It was still the Wild Wild West,
yeah,
like
kinetic.
It was before.
Right.
You know, just losing people. It's hard, especially on the soldiers and the family members back home, just dealing with losses.
Right.
It's really hard on soldiers because that's your day-to-day operations, just being with people.
Yeah.
And you live, eat, and sleep with these same people that you work with.
Right.
And so you develop a bond just like you do your own family members.
Now, as a part of the unit ministry team, you know, the chaplain team, mm-hmm. all right, and part of your mission is coordinating for our fallen soldiers that happen over there and happen over here, is coordinating those memorial services.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, like, without diving too deep into it, it's got to be difficult. I mean, like, it's emotionally, it's got to be so difficult. How are you able to put that emotion away and still be able to finish your mission, accomplish your mission, and make sure that that our fallen is respected and said goodbye to properly?
Well, that's the main thing. You know, you keep them in your thoughts and prayers, but you still have a mission to do to make sure they're honored the way they should be.
Right.
Just because they fought and died for our country. And so that's your main mission, main focus. But you definitely have to have an outlet.
Uh-huh.
To keep your emotions intact.
Yeah. What was yours? What was your outlet?
My outlet, I actually started my running career in 2008 out in Missoula.
Right.
My medic came by and was like, hey, what are you doing? I said, nothing really. He's like, want to go for a run? I said, sure. I said, how far are you running? He's like, don't worry about it.
Now, it's on base, right?
On the FOB.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. You don't want to be running out by yourselves,
no.
You know, without battle buddies and teams. Right.
Right.
So you use... as your outlet, because, I mean, it's a very emotional job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very, what's the word I'm looking for? Resiliency is a necessity in your type of field.
Definitely.
Mental resiliency. And your escape, your way to deal with such emotion is now by running.
Yes.
Man, I love it. Now, so you're running in Iraq, which is a terrible place to run.
Yeah.
what were your heating conditions over there?
I think the hottest it got during the day was like 120 to 130.
Right.
Yeah, during the day, but we...
John, you hear that?
Yeah.
120 to 130.
Woo.
All right. Man.
Too hot.
Yeah. And he just came from Alaska. You know what I mean?
And he melted.
Yeah. His igloo's gone.
Yeah.
All right. The igloo's gone. The polar bear's upset. So you're running for miles upon miles in this weather. Yeah, your brain is now, you know, coping
mm-hmm.
after these runs and doing these runs. What are you thinking about doing these runs?
I'm trying to just clear my mind. It's a really way to relax myself during these stressful times. Not only that, you know, just talking to your friends and your battle buddies.
Right.
Just about certain things, you know, you won't open up to everybody just because everybody's different on how they cope with things.
Right.
But, just talking to somebody, having an outlet, really get your mind focused and off the certain situations. It doesn't mean that you're bad if you're thinking, you know, negative thoughts, you know, but it's good to have an outlet and to talk to your battle buddies or somebody that you can trust.
Now you mentioned that, like,
yeah.
Like your battle buddy that introduced you
mm-hmm.
to an avenue of emotional coping and comprehending your resiliency. Was this his outlet too? Was running his outlet?
I would say yes. He did a lot of running. He did a lot of reading. And so he had a lot of different outlets
right.
for him.
And, so, and how important, okay, and if you could express this message to the audience, and, I mean, for them to actually, he reached out to you, okay? Do you advise other people to reach out and spread their methods of coping and dealing with to deal with such tough times?
Oh, definitely. You know, not everybody's coping skills are going to be the same.
Right.
But if you see somebody in need, it's definitely good to possibly, you know, reach out and try to help that person because you never know what they're going through during that time. You know, it could be bad. It could be good. It doesn't really matter. Just trying to get them out of that situation that they're in, definitely good, you know, to get them into an outlet or possibly needs that that could help them out in the long run.
How many memorial services did you do while you were in Mosul?
I'd say over 10, but it was all different battalions, brigades. And
right.
so we not only do memorial ceremonies, we help out ramp ceremonies as well.
Right, absolutely.
So
absolutely. And you know, we're gonna go to a break here, and you know, you come back from deployment, and you what unit do you go to now?
Went from Alaska down to Fort Bragg to U.S. Army Garrison, Fort
okay.
Bragg.
Nice. All right. Now when we get back, we're going to get into what you did over at Fort Bragg.
Okay.
Okay. That's not spelled like Bragg. That's with two G's. It's like a stuttering problem over there. You know what I mean? But, hey, no, we love our battle buddies. All right. So, hey, we're gonna get back. This is Sergeant Joe Padula. Airstrike host, WJZM 1400 AM. Absolutely.
Clarksville, Fort Campbell area pre-owned buyers. It's the grand opening of Matthews Nissan pre-owned superstore in Clarksville on Highway 76. Under the four giant American flags or MatthewsNissan.com. Save thousands at Clarksville's largest import dealer. 11 acres, 500 new and used to choose from. Each Matthews Nissan pre-owned vehicle gets serviced, washed, waxed, and a Carfax included. 2012 Versa, $149 per month, up to 34 MPG highway. 2012 Sentra, $179 per month. 2012 certified pre-owned Altima, $17,900. 125 new and used Altimas in stock. 30 vehicles under 10 grand. Credit challenge? No worries. We can help. Get the auto credit you deserve. Don't pay more. Come to the grand opening of Matthews Nissan Pre-Owned Superstore or 24/7 at MatthewsNissan.com. Stock number 630309. All prices plus tax, time, and license. $457 processing fee included in pricing. $4,000 down. 3.19% APR for 75 months with approved credit. It's 915.13.
Looking for summer savings? Well, right now, for a limited time only, Reiner Furniture on Fort Campbell Boulevard can offer you big savings on all Jackson and Catnapper room groups. How about a Voyager reclining sectional, only $19.99, or a Voyager lay-flat reclining sofa, now just $7.99 at Reiner Furniture, or visit them online at ReinerFurniture.com. There's summer savings like never before at Reiner Furniture, located at 1904 Fort Campbell Boulevard in Clarksville. Next to Grandpa's, it's Reiner Furniture Summer Savings Sale. It's better than ever before, but it won't last long. You can check them out online at ReinerFurniture.com or give them a call at 931-647-9132. That's 931-647-9132. It's summer savings time at Reiner Furniture. Get by and see them. 1904 Fort Campbell Boulevard next to Grandpa's. Visit them online at ReinerFurniture.com or call them at 931-647-0132.
Charter TV presents Love in HD, an audio romance, Chapter 1.
When Jackie agreed to go on a date with Dirk, the handsome new guy in town, she expected a few surprises, but this was amazing. "What's wrong?" said Dirk, confidently leaning against a ceramic panther in his bachelor apartment. "Never seen so much HD before?" "No," she confessed, biting her lip. She hadn't. Sure, back in college she dated a few guys with what she thought was lots of HD, but nothing like this. Charter TV has over 100 HD channels, he added, plus 1,500 HD titles on demand, and apps like Watch ESPN so you can watch live sports anytime, anywhere. Oh, really? She said, trying to play it cool but melting inside. Yeah, said Dirk. There's never been a better time to get Charter TV. Jackie knew in her heart he was right, just like she knew she wanted Charter TV.
Sign up now for just $29.99 a month when bundled. Call 855-899-CHARTER today. Some restrictions apply. See charter.com for complete details.
Wiz Advertising, Clarksville's largest and longest-running indoor advertiser, provides a captive audience for your ads. We guarantee that consumers will read your ad. Who else can say that? On average, people spend between 1 to 3 minutes smack dab in front of information about your business. You can target the customers you want by age, gender, interest, or zip code. Make your business name come to mind when consumers need your product or service. Call Wiz Advertising at 931-220-9044 or check them out on the web at wizads.com. That's WIZZADS.com.
WJZM Radio, Clarksville, Tennessee.
Now back to Airstrike, brought to you by Gary Matthews, Volkswagen, and Kia. Here's Sergeant Joe Padua.
Dun 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 dun. I tell you, it royalty free music, John, has never been so famous. I got soldiers over at Strike.
At no, we spare no expense here.
They asked for a copy of the royalty free Airstrike music for their iPod.
I saw that ad. You were selling them for $19.95.
Yeah, I was selling the free music to them. That's not true. That is not true.
I just made that up. I'm just kidding.
The MPs are going to come walking in. All right. MPs stand for Military Police. Here at Airstrike, we explain all the Army jargon and acronyms. Oh, man, John, you're going to get me locked up.
No. I'm just kidding.
Man. But
it was $9.95.
Yeah, that's you can buy it on iTunes.
That's
you
right.
can buy the royalty free Airstrike music on iTunes.
That's it.
But smells good in here, huh?
I know something in the air.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It smells
what
like two old Italian guys. my father and my uncle came in, they got the sausage and peppers.
Oh, look,
that's the smell.
It's gonna be good.
I just upset a lot of people and I apologize about that. It's unfortunate two of them aren't my father and Uncle John. But they're in. They brought the sausage and peppers.
We better quit before we dig ourselves
absolutely.
Any deeper.
Yeah.
Because we do have to come out of here in a little while.
let me tell you, this chair's very comfortable. It's got good origamics. Is that
12 hours later, the show is still going on.
Yeah, forget about it.
Okay.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so we're going to be having that sausage and peppers. I didn't make any cannolis. Well, I did make cannolis. Okay, but it was eaten during a conference meeting we had this week.
Okay.
When we were discussing the future of Airstrike.
Yeah. This sounds pretty good.
Yeah, let me tell you.
I'm looking forward to this.
The future of Airstrike. And you guys got to stay tuned because the audience is it's going to forget about it. Just hold on tight. All right?
It's going to be big.
Yeah, and it's going to smell like sausage and peppers. But, yeah, hey, we're back. It's Airstrike, the Brigade's radio show, the Strike Brigade's radio show.
That's it.
John, quick pop quiz for you. Strikepedia of the day. What is it?
What?
You forgot already? Mosul strike.
I got it.
Strike invades Mosul. OIF.
I got it.
2003.
That's it. Will not forget.
No, good man. Good
what
man.
What is it?
Could you please put in your computer there? Your Windows 95 computer. Okay.
What does F1 do?
It plays Oregon Trail on command.
What about see?
Oh, it claps. It claps. You got that sound effect. Okay, but the horse galloping, people, let me just explain to you earlier. That was not real actual horses galloping sound effect. Okay, John's knuckles are bleeding at the moment.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, man. Sergeant John Kassam. It's got a nice ring to it. I like that. Kassam.
I like that.
What? Does it mean anything?
No.
No, come on. Is it Latin for anything?
Honestly.
What is it?
I've been told when I was downrange the first time, I had an interpreter tell me that it's a Lebanese family.
Oh, yeah?
Last name. My dad's mom remarried when he was young.
Right.
Took over his stepdad's last name, so.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Kassam. Yeah, Ala Kassam, you know? Yeah. So you're back from deployment.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're at Fort Bragg.
Fort Bragg.
Not to brag, you're at Fort Bragg. Okay. And you're like, I got to go to the 101st. Right? Is that pretty much how it went?
Pretty much. I was trying to get out of U.S. Army garrison at Fort Bragg. And
right.
As soon as I got there, day one,
right.
I went up to my NCO and said, I'm ready to go somewhere else.
Right.
This is just not for me.
Send me to the Screaming Eagles.
Roger that.
Right. I need a rendezvous with destiny.
You got that right. And when I saw the requisition come up for a place in the 101st.
Now, requisition is not an acronym.
No, that's a real word.
Oh, that's a real word? Okay, never mind. All right, never mind. Scratch.
That's a long word.
Sorry. There was an acronym. All right, go on.
When I saw a requisition come up for the 101st, I said, that's somewhere I'd like to go. And so I clicked on that, and then 2 years after being up Bragg, I was able to come over to Fort Campbell and went to the 2nd, the 502nd at 1st.
Man, yeah. And, 2nd Battalion.
Strike Force.
Strike Force.
Under that.
Man, it's quite the force, yeah. I must tell you. May the Strike Force be with you. And they were. And they were with you.
They were.
But now you're at the Strike Headquarters, okay? You're at the Strike Command Team as the Unit Ministry Team. NCOIC, that's an acronym for Non-Commissioned Officer in Charge. Yeah. How much do you love Strike?
I love Strike. It's a great family. It's very family-oriented.
That was a leading question, by the way. I'm sorry. No,
it's all right.
That was leading.
Thanks.
Yeah, forget about it.
Yeah. So, no, it's a great organization to be a part of.
Yeah.
Just everything from the combat-focused PT.
Right.
To
combat-focused PT is PT done in, like, full battle rattle. All combat gear. You're talking about, like, you're adding 30 to 40 to 50 pounds, all right? And just doing, like, running, climbing ropes. What else?
You name it, they do it. It's a lot of
CrossFit. Tire flips.
Yeah, CrossFit is big at Strike. But no
jumping jacks.
Yeah.
It's in full battle, John. Everywhere full battle.
What?
Yeah.
No, no, I haven't.
I love it. I love it. We're gonna get John in full battle.
There we go.
That's one of our missions here at Airstrike.
Only if they had triple X.
Oh, stop it! No, you're in shape. He's in shape, audience. So, bam, you're at Strike. You're all over the place. Okay, and hey, there's running teams that fits your outlet. Okay, your stress reliever.
Mm.
How do you find these running teams? How do runners around this area find these running teams?
To be honest with you, what I did is go on Google and just type in Clarksville Running Clubs, and I found the Clarksville Running Club out in town. Showed up to one of their meets, and then I found the Runners Hub out on Franklin Street.
Runners Hub.
Yeah, the Runners Hub.
And now a bunch of soldiers are in that one, right?
Yes.
I've heard that name before, said by other people that are soldiers.
The owner is actually a soldier, part of 5th Group.
Oh, all right.
So
yeah, go to Runners Hub and start running.
Yeah, they have weekly runs on Thursday nights. They start at 5:30.
Excuse me?
Running groups on Thursday night.
Man, they're running Thursday nights. Wow. All right.
Yeah.
What other groups are you part of? What other runners clubs are available out there?
There's a ton of them. You got the normal track runners clubs.
Uh-huh.
You name it. You know, they got the Marathon Maniacs. That's people that's done multiple marathons.
Maniacs, right.
I think it's 16 days or less.
And not for nothing.
Yeah.
Like, what's the last marathon you did? What was that one?
I did the Kentucky Derby Festival Marathon.
While the horses are running. He's just...
Oh, man.
We actually got to run on Churchill Downs while we were out there.
Oh, yeah.
And so we get to run through
the infield. Pretty famous place, yeah.
It was. It was pretty saddening. After I came out of it, they split the group.
Right.
The left side was going to the half marathon. The right side was going to the full.
Did you get lost and end up on the derby track?
No. Nobody was really going to the right, and I felt kind of sad, so I felt kind
of
alone.
I just have this vision of you with the horses at the gate. But how'd you do?
Honestly, it was my first one.
Right.
I did as good as it could be expected. I finished. That was the main thing in my mind.
Right.
I did 4 hours, 34 minutes. It's a long time on your legs.
Yeah. People that are listening, that's 26.2 miles of nonstop running. Yeah. Like, do you understand that?
Barely.
All right. 26 miles, and then they go, hey, you know what? Let's add 0.2.
That 0.2 is what gets everybody.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was there times, okay, that you didn't think you were going to make it?
Oh, definitely.
Like your brain is like
between mile 18 through 24, I kept saying to myself, "I want to sit on the side and I'm done.
Right.
I don't want to do this anymore. Why am I out here?"
Right.
But
what kept you going?
My kids, wife, and kids.
Oh, they were running with you? That's terrible.
No, they were at the finish line.
Oh, okay. All right. Good.
I kept that in my mind. I said, I want to see their faces.
Right.
And so that's what kept pushing me forward. I had this older gentleman pass me, And on the back of his...
Older gentleman. How old are you?
About to be 28.
Nice, nice.
He had a shirt on that said, retired First Sergeant.
Awesome.
I said, way to go, First Sergeant. And he just went, whoa. And I'm like, you know, I got my spirit back on.
Yeah.
And then...
the true story is he actually yelled at him, made him do 10 push-ups right then.
That's probably true.
But no, yeah, here you go. You see, you're a former Army guy, former First Sergeant, now retired, still doing it.
Yeah.
And here's a nice 28-year-old stud such as yourself, and you get your second wind. That feeling when you finished, when you cross that finish line.
Oh, it was a great feeling. It was really emotional, to be honest with you.
Right.
That was the biggest thing in my life that I ever done, especially that far.
Right.
So it was definitely emotional.
And your family, what was their reaction?
It actually took me about 45 minutes to find my family after we got done.
They got tired of waiting. Now, very important question here was just tweeted to us. What happens if you have to go to the bathroom during the 26.2 miles of running?
That's always a good question. If you got to go, number one, you know, you stop, you find somewhere to go. Number two, you...
We're very adult-like here at Airstrike.
Number one, number two.
Well, that's better than what other people call it. So.
Glad we don't have a sound effect for this conversation. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, though. We're gonna go into a break here, okay? But, we just got done talking with Sergeant John Kassam about his life in the military. And not only that, but his family's life also while in the military. And him using his... outlet of running to help cope with some stressful situations, but
stress relief.
Yeah, is that amazing? Like, man, you just inspired other people right now who are going like, man, you know, I'm kind of like stressing, and now they're like, hey, I'm gonna run. Thanks to Sergeant John Kassam coming on here and saying, hey, I ran to fix my stress. You know, that's awesome. So hey, stick around. When we get back, we're gonna have our sausage and peppers.
All right.
Yeah. Hopefully, let's eat them soon and get rid of that that odor. Hey, this is Sergeant Joe Padula, host of Airstrike, and you're listening to Airstrike, 1400 AM WJZM. Absolutely.
The ceremony, the kiss, the moment, the guests, the music, the decorations, the day. If you have a special event coming up, let Joe Swing Recreational Facility host your big day. Joe Swing has a fully equipped kitchen, as well as exceptional cuisine provided by Cole Park Commons Eagle Catering. Seating and tables are available for up to 200 people. Plenty of comfortable space for all your decorations and guests. With a state-of-the-art lighting and audio system, your event or party can get started right away with ease. Enjoy your picture-perfect moment set outdoors with a beautiful scenic view of the quarry as a backdrop. Joe's Swing Recreational Facility is located just inside Gate 1 behind Dolan Pool. For more information, please contact Eagle Catering at 270-798-4610. Joe's Swing Recreational Facility, the hidden treasure that caters to soldiers and families.
Save thousands on a new Kia at Gary Matthews Kia in Clarksville on the River. Clarksville Fort Campbell. No one can save you more. We want to see you make the switch to a Gary Matthews Kia in Clarksville on the River. Exceptional quality, value, and a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty comes with every new Gary Matthews Kia. Plus, if you're credit challenged, we can help. Get the auto credit you deserve. 2013 Kia Rio LX, $13,988. That's less than a used car price. $13,988. The all-new 2014 Forte LX, $15,988. 2013 Optima LX, 0% for 60 months plus $1,500 Kia bonus cash. And at these prices, you may be able to lower your current car payment and drive a new car. Make the switch to Gary Matthews Kia in Clarksville on the River or 24/7 at MatthewsKia.com. Stock number 1383.23 off prices plus tax, time, and license. Cash back to Kia Motors of America. Prices include 457 processing fee, 0% approved credit. Offer ends 9/13. Gary
Matthews on the River. Charter TV presents Love in HD, an audio romance, Chapter 1.
When Jackie agreed to go on a date with Dirk, the handsome new guy in town, she expected a few surprises, but this was amazing. "What's wrong?" said Dirk, confidently leaning against a ceramic panther in his bachelor apartment. "Never seen so much HD before?" "No," she confessed, biting her lip. She hadn't. Sure, back in college, she dated a few guys with what she thought was lots of HD, but nothing like this. Charter TV has over 100 HD channels, he added, plus 1,500 HD titles on demand and apps like Watch ESPN so you can watch live sports anytime, anywhere. Oh, really? She said, trying to play it cool but melting inside. Yeah, said Dirk. There's never been a better time to get Charter TV. Jackie knew in her heart he was right, just like she knew she wanted Charter TV.
Sign up now for just $29.99 a month when bundled. Call 855-899-CHARTER today. Some restrictions apply. See charter.com for complete details.
Visit our friends at Clarksville Tire Center, formerly Ratchford Auto Truck and Service Center. They service both commercial and residential customers. Clarksville Tire Center specializes in tires that fit almost all type vehicles. Cars, trucks, farm equipment, even your riding lawnmower. They have all of your quality tire brands. They're located at 129 Terminal Road. That's right across the street from Governor Square Mall off Wilmer Rudolph Boulevard. Clarksville Tire Center can take care of all of your needs. They have a state-of-the-art alignment machine with reasonable prices. They also do brake work and can turn your rotors. Visit Barbara Ratchford and her staff at Clarksville Tire Center on Terminal Road or give them a call at 931-648-2769. That's 648-2769, Clarksville Tire Center.
Looking for a quality home at a reasonable price? Want to work with a local builder that wants to put you in the home of your dreams? Voted Parade of Homes winner in 2010, 2011, and 2012, Rita Home Builders specializes in making their customers' home ownership dreams a reality. From foundation walls to custom finishes, Rita Home Builders is dedicated to building a home you'll love at a price you can afford. Rita Home Builders. Visit them online at ritahomebuilders.com or call them at 931-920-4000.
Do you need ideas to drive your business forward? Think creative options with amazing results. Think Sights and Sutton Design and Marketing. We do it all, from design to television production and social media. Effective, affordable, and we do all the work for you. Drive your business forward. Call Sights and Sutton today at 931-905-2616 and schedule your free consultation. That's Sights and Sutton Design and Marketing in Clarksville. 931-905-2616. That's 931-905-2616.
And now back to Airstrike, brought to you by Gary Matthews Volkswagen and Kia. Here's Sergeant Joe Padula.
You're listening to Airstrike, the Strike Soldier radio show, number one podcast in the government organization category.
Number one.
And I'll tell you, as long as you, the listeners, keep tuning in, keep calling in, keep tweeting in, okay? And it's good because we can filter out some of the tweets. But, yeah, Airstrike. Thanks for being a part of it. Now, we got Sergeant Kassam in studio here. And now, also sitting in studio, former Strike Soldier, now Currahee Soldier, that's 4th Brigade, Sergeant Parrish.
How's it going?
How you making out, all right?
Yeah, pretty good.
Having a good time?
Yeah, loving it.
Yeah.
So, sausage and pepper action going on here.
Doesn't it smell good in this studio?
Fantastic.
Like, let me tell you, the people at WJZM here must be so, like, so mad. So mad.
Probably making a lot of listeners pretty hungry.
Like, they walk in, it smells like an Italian locker room. You know what I mean? But, man, it's about to taste good. So, eat up. Eat up. Enjoy the...
this is like when we do cannoli talk.
Yeah, cannoli talk, but this is sausage and pepper chatter.
We'll try a bite of this.
Yeah. Oh, the mess.
Oh, so messy.
Oh, my God, it's going to be great.
Oh, I just got on the mic.
Yeah. Just... there's pepper juice all over the keyboards of your typewriter here at WJZM. Sergeant Kassam, you got an upcoming marathon.
I do.
What do you got? What do you got?
I got the Dayton, Ohio, the Air Force Marathon.
Right. When is that?
It's September 21st.
Now, are you running to there first to prepare for it?
No.
No? Oh, I'm taking a bite, huh? Oh, man. Mm. The calories. Like, and I don't do calories, you know what I mean? I'm on a strict diet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should see Joe's fridge.
It's ridiculous. You should see it right now, okay? My uncle and my father get out of the car. What's the first thing they do? They start throwing crap in my fridge.
Like, what's in here?
All right.
What is this stuff?
My carrots are so mad at me right now. You ready for this marathon?
Your banana gained 5 pounds.
Oh, my banana peeled itself and said, I'm done.
I really am. I know last time I did a lot of training, but
take a bite.
I got to run later. It's not going to feel so good.
No, I hear you. That's what we want.
I've had a lot of great friends and running partners out in the Clarksville community.
Right.
And this past weekend, we did our 18-mile run, practice run.
Man.
And then this Sunday.
Practice. John, you hit up 18-mile practice run.
No.
It's a practice run. You know, like they're taking practice swings before they get to bat.
And then this Sunday is actually our last long run, myself and running partner. He's got one the day after me.
John, can you play cadences while he's talking about running? That'd be great. Maybe he'll start running in place right here, and then we'll get him to eat some sausage and peppers. Man, this is like cannoli talk, but with more calories. Oh, there we go. Sergeant Parrish, you a former member of Strike?
Yes, I am, first 320th.
You remember how crazy it was? Physically fitness, right?
Right. Combat PT is crazy.
Combat PT is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right, fitness challenge?
Oh, forget about it, you know? But, I mean, you're a very fit-to-fight man yourself.
Yeah.
How important is it to have your physical fitness taken serious during duty hours, but then after hours, too, to always have that in mind, like what Sergeant Kassam is up to?
Yeah, I mean, physical fitness is always important. It's when you're healthy and you're in shape, you feel a lot better.
Right, right.
I'm no marathon runner, but...
Yeah, right. And now you're transitioning to 4th Brigade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How awesome is it for you to continue serving while here in the 101st?
Oh, I love it.
Right?
I love Fort Campbell. I love the area.
Right.
You know, I've been here for 5 years now, so...
5 years. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Minus a year in Afghanistan, but...
Yeah, understood.
With Strike.
That's right. He was in Kandahar, John. You know what happened in Kandahar, right?
Mm-hmm.
The puck.
Mm-hmm. The puck.
The puck.
And the VUA.
The VUA. The puck. Those are acronyms for Presidential Unit Citation Award and Valorous Unit Award. The puck. If we were from Chicago, it would
the
be...
The puck dropped here.
The John.
What?
You can't throw those out like that. I'm eating sausage and peppers here. Got to replace the chair.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. So, Yeah. So you're at 4th Brigade now. All right. And you guys have units deployed.
Yeah.
Currently. You want to give a shout out to them or relay a message from them to our listening audience and vice versa? Because thanks to the podcast world, we have a significant number of people listening in Afghanistan. What do you have to say?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to all my fellow Kurihis that are deployed to Afghanistan right now. Wish them best of luck and that they make it home safe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We just recently had some welcome homes. 1st Brigade, right?
Yeah. I think they're all back now,
yeah,
I think so.
I think they're on leave right now, enjoying some well-deserved time with their family.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of well-deserved time with their family, segue, John. Did you see that segue?
I did.
Yeah. All right. Your well-deserved time with your family this Labor Day weekend. I hope you definitely get to find some time to not force your family members to run with you anymore. Okay, your poor children. How many kids you got?
I got 3 little boys.
You got 3 boys?
Yep.
You know what's funny? And I'm glad he's here. He's in the other room, okay? I got 3 sisters, you know? And my father goes, oh, I got 4 freaking daughters. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's a funny guy. 3 sons, huh?
3 sons.
And how old are they?
I have a almost 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 3-year-old.
Man. How's your wife doing? How's she doing? Is she okay?
She's doing really good. I really appreciate her. I love her a lot. She does a lot for my children. Does a lot for me for support wise.
Right.
I wouldn't have, to be honest, I wouldn't be able to make, past 10 years in the Army without her.
Right.
So,
man, and she I met her. Very supportive woman of the military and your career and your choices, and that's been proven with you moving all over the place and, you know, taking her out of Florida where the sun is shining and bringing her to the igloos of Alaska, okay? And you going overseas, deploying in some combat zones, in some tough areas, coming back home, and then being put in a stressful scenarios, doing hard training right here in the 101st, and the way that you help cope with it is by running. Marathoning. Is that a word? Marathoning?
I would say it is.
Well, you're the expert, Sergeant Kassam. Is marathoning a word?
I don't see why it couldn't be.
You're so nice to me, you know? You're so nice to me. But I got to tell you, it's been great having you in here, Sergeant Parrish. You know,
it's a pleasure.
You're going to be hearing more of Sergeant Parrish here in the near future as we little by little start to expose what's going to be happening to Airstrike here.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, we don't know nothing yet, but we know something. Absolutely. But, yeah, you know, thank you for coming in here, and thank you for doing what you do, what you did with Strike, and now with Currie, telling the Currie story, and, man, it's great to have you part of the team, that is for sure.
No problem.
And you will always be a member of the Strike family, that is for sure.
Always.
Absolutely. And Sergeant Kassam, as I wipe my mouth from the sausage and pepper stuff, I want to thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
And I'm holding up the paper, the front page. All right. And I'm having a prediction. Okay. Here's my prediction. Airstrike will be on the front page of next week's paper somewhere as well. Okay. And it'll be about you and you using running to cope with it and then telling the mass audience by the use of airstrike.
Standing.
Man, John.
Yes.
Oh, how you doing, all right?
I'm doing all right.
Where'd your sandwich go?
I'm driving.
That sandwich was huge, John. John.
I'm at disposal.
Are you all right? No wonder why I was quiet for the last 5 minutes.
You bring food.
Oh, man. Look, Uncle John's coming back in with more. Uncle John. Uncle John. How's it going, Uncle John? How was the trip? As we about to air off here, how was the trip with Pop Dukes?
How was it?
Yeah, how was the trip?
How wasn't it?
Oh, how wasn't it?
Like you said earlier, yeah. Two Italian guys coming up here, 1,400 miles.
Oh, forget about it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I want to forget about it. I got to go back, so I got to be careful what I say now.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Oh, bada bing.
Hey, they drove 1,400 miles to be on 1,400 WJZM.
Segway John.
Oh. There it is.
Segway John.
That was good.
Man. John.
What?
Just give me the sandwich back.
Okay.
Now? Oh, there's the music. You know what that music means? It means the Army created such a great song. And I hate the fact that some people overuse it. You know what I mean? This Army Strong Song is a great, great piece of symphony. You know, it's a symphony, and we use it correct here at Airstrike by talking over it. But don't I love it? Oh, hey everyone! Thank you for listening to Airstrike. Thank you to Sergeant Parrish for coming in today. Thank you to Sergeant Kassam. Thank you to John. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you to WJZM. Thank you to the MWR. That's MWR at Fort Campbell. You're here at Fort Campbell Fridays.
You got it.
And man, make sure you check us out on the podcast. If you missed any portion of this episode, if you don't understand the dialects.
That's right.
Play us back and check us out on WJZM.
Play it in slow motion.
Slow-mo.
Yep.
Slow-mo.
You'll hear it.
That's acronym for slow motion.
That's it.
This is Sergeant Joe Padula, host of Airstrike. I'll talk to you later. 1400 WJZM. Absolutely.
WJZM Radio and WJZM.com is where Clarksville hears the news. If it's going on in Clarksville, it's on WJZM Radio and at WJZM.com. Since 1941, WJZM Radio has been Clarksville's broadcast leader for local news, sports, and current events. Depend on WJZM and WJZM.com to hear what's going on in Clarksville. If it's news, you'll hear it on WJZM Radio and WJZM.com. Clarksville's information station is WJZM Radio and WJZM.com.